You're listening to jamradio.co.uk. Your number one urban station.
Welcome to Midnight Mass.
Christians in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All right, now you're in tune to King Earthquake. Conscious music, conscious vibe to keep the people them alive. Roots and culture non-stop.
Tell me, can you feel the spirit of Jah?
His Majesty.
King Earthquake, hold tight for my man Rod Taylor.
Do you really wanna know who run the station? Do you really wanna know the right information?
Tune in to King Earthquake, I probably get it.
A roots man time in a Babylon. A roots man time in a Disala. A roots man time.
Well, big respect to the Earthquake sound system. And big up the selector Errol.
King Earthquake in my place.
Okay, greetings, 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 and love one and all. Welcome, 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 welcome. Another Monday Night Saga. I'm on Errol Arawak is here, you know. Welcome to Midnight Mass, one and all. Bigger greetings, Lion. One away, man. Greetings. A new name to the board, man. I was saying a name before, man. One away, man. All right, Liberty. Highly soldier greetings. Everything good? Bantan, greetings. Jam Radio's very own Mr. Bantan in the place also. Princess Rusty Rebel, how you do, daughter? Matt, Irish soldier, greetings and welcome. man, glad tidings I bring. Yes, great joys I bring. Yes, man, welcome. This is Midnight Mass, one and all, courtesy of jamradio.co.uk at its finest. Yes, King Earthquake passing through. I have a guest with me here in the studio. We're going to talk to him a little bit later on, all right? So here we are. Yeah, man, leave it to give thanks, give thanks.
Little girl, don't forget that we've got a date. Boy, I'll be at the gate at precisely 7:45. So put on your best dress and don't be late. Boy, yes, I would appreciate if you have some faith. Boy, we gonna have nice time tonight, and everything will be alright. Feel uptight, boy, out of sight. Yeah.
Wait, Nico, you there, about? Yeah. Wow, what happened to the work, my brother? Come here, I fire in the place. Original Donovan, boy, to Manchester way, greetings and welcome. Adex 125, Viley Soldier. Love Pink, greetings and welcome, you know. Ken, Wadada.
You choose to go to the late night show. Oh yes. Then baby I will take you anywhere that you want to go. We're gonna have a nice time tonight. We gonna dub this rhythm so nice. We love that.
You hear that, Matt? Same as a Birmingham man, you know. Alright. Yes. We're going to represent Birmingham tonight, you know. See? Toronto Massive, greetings. All of them people over there in Toronto, man. Greetings and welcome.
Hey, little girl, remember we've got a date. Boy. And I'll be at the gate at precisely 7:45. Boy, so put on your best dress and don't be late. Boy, I would appreciate it.
How you do, dub sis? You alright, daughter? Greetings and welcome. Mr. Feel Good, Haile Soldier, Askan, greetings and welcome, man.
Nice time tonight.
We hope you're gonna have a nice time tonight.
Boy, out of sight.
Clark's booty wagwan. Greetings, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Late night. Oh, yeah. Now. Late night. Late night.
We're having a late night blues frenzy tonight, man.
The blues. Late night. So, baby, all you got to do is to wear a soft shoe.
So all who just tuned in, I'm and say greetings and welcome. A very, very warm welcome to each and everyone. Yes, we're here on jamradio.co.uk, right across the network, yeah?
Can't you tow me off the wreck? Ask you off the wind, and you tow me off the valley. You walk down the street and chat with everyone. You always brag and boast and pretend you know the most.
Highly, highly, highly.
asked you about the green and you told me of the stars. Yet you carry news.
Remember, say it's Black History Month, people, yeah? And this weekend, we are celebrating the coronation of His Imperial Majesty I. Stepa T, greetings and welcome, like. Ram, greetings, long time, blast from the past, man. Greetings.
No one will listen to you. Oh, Mr. No, you don't know nothing at all.
Some back in the TTA thing we are dealing with you right now, you know. It is not Golden Classics night. What you see on the view of things and how things are going to run tonight? Yeah. Callum, greetings and welcome, man. Well, for the past week or so, we are expecting the honor of the great, well, me never call no name, you know what year was. We have a man here in the studio with me right now. This is a man, he's a legend in his own right. This is a man that paved the way for the likes of I and I if you go through. This is the man we open doors for the likes of I and I if you go through. And for that, I always give article thanks and respect and honor going out to this man personally. See? This is the man where we look up to as a youth growing up. You understand? That's the one where we follow after. This is the man where we grow and know him as Mr. Big Quaker City in the place. This is the man when you go to town, when you think of Birmingham, you don't think of nothing else apart from Quaker City. Quaker City and Birmingham is like that. See? Yeah, man. And it's many places that I go, and the first thing when I hear so that we as Birmingham come in at the place, them years, so well, what happened to Quaker City? It's the first question them ask me. See? Yeah. Well, hear what I'm going to hear some stories tonight. Karen, greetings, daughter. Welcome. I'm going to hear some stories tonight. I might not even hear no record for a good little while, see? Yeah? And it's all about the education, and we re-educate the youth them as well, because the youth them are grow up in this sound system thing, and it's not a lot of them know of the history of what how it all come about, how it all happened, and where it's supposed to be going. You know, you hear that? Supposed to be going. So wait, give me a little while. Miss, I feel good. I hear you. Mr. Shiraz, weekend, you know, so give thanks and praise, you know. Why I'm there? Why I'm not tuned in? I go up and ask him why I'm not tuned in. Ellie Kimbo, greetings and welcome, Dada. Vibration, vibration, vibration. Yes, I am. Yes, for all of them who just tune in, all of the silent listeners, them, we have a lot of silent listeners, them here who don't want to talk to me. Sorry for you tonight, and then I'll go ask me no question. So, greetings, greetings, one and all. Okay, now listen, people. I'm going to introduce you to a man here right now that has been a great inspiration to a lot of people, not just I man alone, a hell of a lot of people, see? And a lot of people never actually see this man here live and direct in the flesh, you know what I mean? The name stands for himself. This man here him call himself Quaker City. See? Mr. Quaker City, would you like to come and say hello to the people, them?
Hello to the world, each and everyone.
All right.
Look over there, sir, yeah. Now,
this is the man where, out of honor and respect, I call Father Quaker. Seen? And this is the man that's, me no know, stamp, put him stamp on Birmingham and put him stamp on the balance of the country where it have, it did name Quaker City carry an authority. Right, sir?
Truly, true.
All right. Tell me now, when did it all start for you? Because that's the first question I'm going to ask, you know. That's the first question everybody wants to know. When did it all start for you?
27th of July, 1966. 60 Alley Road, you know.
You hear that, people?
Very first time.
Where's 29th
of what? 29th of July.
So, how you remember that date? Because, boy,
when is that date?
A specific date, you remember. Oh, that's yes, amazing.
I have to.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
No, truly, I have to remember that date there because I was living at a man's house near Amos Caldo, you know. And I decided to start a song, and him says, he must not play the song until. For the first night, because he want me to open the night for him, because he work going close down and he want me to play in the yard. If he bring the sound and bless the sound upon the road. And it truly bless.
So, are you the first man play for him yard?
First man play. The first night the sound come out, the first night of Calder we play for. We had a man from West Bram, his name, Count Fire. So the first time I start in a fire. You know? Yeah, because that man was a very, very intelligent man in a sound system. He knew about it, him coming from yard, you know.
Okay.
And the night. I learned a lot of things too, you know.
Well, you know something, I mean, from your start, you don't learn everything, you know, until later on as you go on, you know, and the experience carry on, learn you certain things as well. But, So you never really pick up the sound system thing in a Jamaica then?
Yeah, man. It's start from there, but me never have anything to do, like playing it or something. Just go to listen sound.
Okay.
You know, Coxon from Kingston come down.
Because right to spot, you born and grow, you're the inner middle of things, really.
Yeah, Montego, be a Montegonian.
All right. Yeah. So are Coxon the first sound you listen?
Yeah, the first song I hear really penetrated that song I'm called Trojan in Montego Bay. And then
this is what kind of year?
I go way back in around 50s, you know, 55 around of them time, you know. And I remember listening to him and Moby man a song what I name myself off a name Quaker. The vassal them did own it.
Okay, so there was a song in a Jamaica named Quaker.
All right. And that's why you find in England, you find Coxon in London, name of a Coxon from Jamaica. Uh-huh. Reed in London, name of a Reed from Jamaica.
Okay.
So in the Midland, Quaker, okay. Name of a Quaker from Jamaica.
So.
And I just had this city to it, you know.
I thought me say that mean to say them sound now where take the Jamaica name them not really related or have anything to do with them the sound of
no,
Jamaica.
No, them not have nobody to do with them.
Wow. Okay. So all them do is really just carry on
just
the name.
Just bring carry on the name, and that's it work, the good work. But carry on the name to make it last, you know.
All right. So really, that mean to say when you come to England now, you did have that intention already then. It's not something you come over here and decide, say, well, all right, me go do this, because I mean, nothing else I do.
Yeah, and over here, me really decide to start a song, you know. In the early 60, 61, Virgin of mine bring out like a record player from Germany, where you push the 45 in, and I put it in my car and I play it. But my brother used to send one or two tune come, give me like tune, you know, me love me music.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have some nice 45 that come up, like a 3 or 4 come up in the post, probably a mountain. So I used to take them 45 and where I go and dance, go listen to Duke Neville, or the game it and say, if he play, you know,
mm-hmm.
upon him sound.
Mm-hmm.
But really what causes it now is that Larry Akin keep a dance, have a locked road schoolroom. Now I want the world to know this, because everything I'm telling is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And I went there the night to listen Lord Cali from Birmingham. Duke Sonny, Duke Neville, and Coxon from London. So Coxon come in and them was in there and them string up and the man really turn on a pressure upon the man in the night. And I just turned to my, that time I do have a son, I just turned to my cousin and said, you know, I'll build a son, you know, to represent the Midland. I just say go. Just
okay.
Like that.
Okay, you know? Okay, okay. Okay. So, really and truly, at that day, they really, you make up your mind?
That day, they make up. That night, that Saturday night, they have a locked road schoolroom. I make up my mind.
Okay.
So, when I decide now on the sound they build now, I go down to London and I used to listen to three sounds down there.
Mm-hmm.
Neville Enchanter, one of the most dominating sound systems that ever used to be in England. Coxon.
Mm-hmm.
And Metro, yeah?
All right.
And the reason for me to listen to them three sounds, I want to patternize myself between them three. I had my liquor to it.
Okay, all right.
So every weekend I used to go down and I'm going to listen to Coxon, mm-hmm. Neville, and Metro.
So these was mans that you know already? Or you meet them in a the
Well, Neville was a faraway relation.
Okay.
Coxon, I meet him in the game.
Okay.
Metro was such a nice guy. I meet him in the game and him show me little things as well, you know?
Okay.
But when I say son, in those days, the man there was very, very, very strong in every field you can think of.
All right.
There was a lot more sound around, but them three sound, you know? So I muggle myself between them three there.
So, you know, like how you said, you always go to London, go listen to them, the sound there.
Yeah.
What about Birmingham? We never have no sound here?
Let me tell you something now. Birmingham is have a whole heap of little system, little sound. Not nothing big, because the young man who really have a big sound, I'm seeing a Birmingham here. Enough people don't call him. Was a man in West Birmingham named Sir Barber. Yeah?
Okay.
So Barber is the first man I cook when I see, even in London, never have the amount of equipment. Barber, I remember I'm a four house of jar in my front room. Yeah? And then start a thing there. And when him go out and him do play out, him have 6 and 7 box. And no other sound in a Birmingham never have 3 18-inch we got they got play.
Three single 18.
None. Everybody want to do this, then go and borrow. The only man away from out of it was Duke Alai.
Okay.
From the day I know about Jimmy, I always have equipment.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah?
So really, I saw Barber.
Sir Barber and Duke Alai, which he was Prince Swass at the time.
Duke Alai was Prince Swass. Yeah. You hear that?
Yeah.
Duke Alai was Prince Was. Then you hear me, I always talk about Duke Alai, you see.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
So it starts from there. So when saying that now, so a lot of little sound, because you did have Lord Cali.
Okay.
Yeah? You have Duke Neville. I can't name a lot.
These are Birmingham sound.
Not Birmingham here.
All right.
But there wasn't big sound. It was small. Some of them, well, they never have a stand. Yeah, Baba did have a standing amplifier. None of the other man them never have a stand up. They have a little piece of them put on a table.
All right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they have one speaker box, them put on one chair, one table, and one in another room, and a 15.
Okay. All right. And that was sound system?
That is the sound system. Now, when Quaker City come now.
Well, we don't want to talk about that.
Is that right?
Interval one. We're going to talk about, we're going to pick up after this. We'll give you a couple of records. And we're going to make Father Quaker teach you know, the record them with him have. See, because a different category altogether. Things we me never hear of in my life, probably.
No, see? I didn't bring some of them. That
oh, you never bring?
They just
oh.
bring ordinary commercial things. People really like them still.
All right,
we
all right.
stop them for them like it.
All right, all right, all right. So, give me 5 or 10 minutes, people, and then we come back to this conversation. Yes? I trust Michael, greetings and welcome. Amanda, greetings and welcome. Equipment where you did want back in the day, was it readily available?
Well, yes. The only thing was hard to get at the time was 18-inch speaker. Lots of 15 and 12.
Okay.
When you do CI-18, it's like gold dust, you know.
See.
But there was a man on Earth Street used to buy XB, BBC equipment and some of the equipment and like from Army Base, and you know.
Okay.
And then you'll find one or two of them 18. They were them. Actually, I was told that in them time that you find 18 was used on ship and all them things.
Ship?
Yeah.
For
signal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lot of submarine, them used to use them things upon.
Okay.
I remember the time when I put in it together, I went down to Earth Street and I asked the man, Mr. Jim, for 18 inch, and he says, boy, what you gonna do with that? Blow Wembley away?
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, if you answer that, nobody never really have 18 in speaker go out a road and them thing there. So really, you're probably one of the first.
No. There's one or two, but it was not plentiful, and the speaker at the time was Goodman, a long back with a big magnet on the back, you know.
Okay, Goodman's.
Goodman's. It was the, you know, looking at them now, the 50 watt them play as well, you know.
So your player, you start off with 50 watt.
A 50 watt speaker, this speaker them really take.
Lord, then you say, you know, hear that? 50 watts, because it's the start off with 18 inch.
But I'm telling you is that them 50 watt speaker, they could really take a lot of drive.
Yeah.
I am saying that they could take a lot. Because if you should look, if you have four of them, you get a lot of sound from it.
All right. So, your intention, because when I was small, you know, I used to see you with some big box. Those box build the same time, or you start off with the box and build up?
I never build my box at first. So there was a man in him, I can't remember his name now, they live next door to where Harley Road.
Okay.
Doc. And I asked him to build five boxes of me.
Five
box.
Single box?
Single box, yeah, well, I was single box. And build five of them, and I come out on the road with five. But couple of months after, me never liked the boxing. They never give me the sound that me really want.
Okay.
So I go and try one. First time try and put the speaker on it and it opened up.
So you build a box?
Build a box the first time we build and we done and put the speaker on it and it opened up because we use pure nail in it, you see.
Yes. That is another thing I was going to look up on later on. But yeah, go on through.
Yeah, anyway. We decide to use screw, and them time you don't have electric screwdriver and all them things there,
no.
So you have to use your hand. You know. But cleverly, through me as a mechanic, we used to use the drill and little drill and drill the wall first, and then he is the screw in.
Okay. So
So I make a first box, man, and it sound good. The first one open up on me. The second one go back and make it, and it sound good.
All right.
You know. And from there, designer, me box them.
So after the first five build, where you were never good, you build the balance of them, and you build
every box I build. I design them, and you know, because I'm very fussy on my box.
Well, see there. All right. Yes. So the type of wood where you use now, because back in the day we used to use chipboard and make box, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's those type of wood you was using, or was it plywood or what?
No, there is a man named Tynegate up on Lodge Road, and him used to get a wood from me from Germany. I can't remember what the name of this wood, but he wanted to look like a MDF. And I'm saying to you, near like a MDF, I near like chipboard, but it's a solid speaker.
Okay.
But it reminds me of a wood we got in Jamaica, we call breadfruit wood tree. You know?
Okay.
And they use the breadfruit wood, the same type of wood, but this wood was more BSC, I used to use those and make the boxes.
Okay, so it was thicker than our type of wood?
No, I used to use the same inch.
Same
1 inch.
1 inch board?
Yeah.
1 inch
one
thick board.
Thickness, yeah.
Oh,
wow. I make it.
So then them boxes must have been heavy quick?
They were heavy, you know.
You mean to lift up?
They was heavy to lift up. I must say the truth, they was heavy to lift up. But we never mind that, because we get so no tight of fun, you know.
Yeah, all right. So you say you was a mechanic?
That's my trade.
That was your trade at Jamaica?
I start learn trade at Jamaica and I come England and I start until I go work for myself. But that's my trade, you know.
All right. Scene. So you start off with how much box now?
Four.
Single box?
Four single box.
All right.
And the guy, they make him for 100 watt, West Bromwich legs.
Okay, legs used to live at West Bromwich.
Yeah, and he's the first man who put Quaker City on the road. And after playing the 100 for a couple of months, and then we get a job to play a 67 club.
Okay, where was that?
Wolverhampton, for a man named Spence. And that's what me wear, because at them days a man going to work, the average man get what, £7.10. I was working at a garage as a mechanic skill, so I could have worked at £20 or £25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what give Quaker City the push really, I start play for Mr. Spencer 67. a man named Low, Brother Low, and Holland get me the job over there if he play. And I go over there and do well the first night. And Mr. Spence asked me if he come back the next week. And I go back. He asked me if he give him a couple of months there. Believe it or not, the first time when I play for him, I didn't. He asked me much to say, and I says to him, said, £20. And he never say anything. Okay. So I play the night and Saturday night and I done playing. Come up to me and him give me £30. Mm-hmm. And him said to me, say, it was a very nice night. Could I come back next week? So when I go back the following week, I go back now. This is serious now. And I play Pack Out 67 Club. And he look at me and he give me £50. That's not joke money, that is.
I don't mean I go say because even £20 enough, 11 enough money good. Back in the day.
And after he go and play the frame a couple more times, he decided to give him a 3 months in there. And Neville come up from London and says to me, he says, come listen one night. And he says, Carl, the music, the mommy here, they play up here, you know. Not even we are London, they know have it, you know, but you don't know what? Me say, no. He say, you know, no sound to play it, you want get a sound.
Neville
Enchanter from London.
Okay.
So I says, I was going to build a sound, you know, because I want a 200 or 300. And him said, no, when you build a sound, come along and make me get you a good sound bill.
Okay.
So this is now I come to link up with Errol Pretigar.
This is the builder.
One of the greatest builder in that the feeling.
What name?
Errol Anthony Pretigar.
All right.
When they're talking about sound system builder,
mm-hmm.
If I know him, him come first of every man you can think of.
So him is the man who build your preamp?
And him do everything.
And valve him too?
Create everything. Anything in a sound system, Errol Pretigar send Quaker City and Coxon Road with it first.
Okay. Coxon was you Coxon rival or Coxon was your rival?
Coxon out there before me.
So really, are you rival?
I'm rival. Ah. Reed and Coxon and Neville Enchanter.
They were there before
fans
you?
Fans, so them and the Errol build them set.
Okay.
They was there before me.
All right.
Me and King Tubby's come after them and they.
All right.
See, me and Shaka come out nearly in the same year.
Okay.
And Tubby's come out after.
All right. So that means to say really, from you a build sound really, there was no sound of Birmingham really that the day in your league as yet.
No. From the day me leave Birmingham and go London and build me set and come a Birmingham. We seal it off.
When you come back to Birmingham, where you come back with?
When we come from London,
Can you build the sound of London?
Yeah, when we build the sound of London and come in with the amplifier, me come in with a piece of 300 and a transistorized preamplifier. No sound system man in a Birmingham never have transistorized preamp. It's valve preamp because it was valve I have before.
All right.
That's the first time everything like that come in here. And the day when I finish, when I go down to London and collect it with the case, Errol turned to me and says, what type of speaker am I going to use for the top? And I say, I'm going to use a 15 long back, 15, and I'm going to use a couple of Fien 12. And he said, no, them speakers are not good for that the type of preamp. So I said to him, says, so what speaker? And he turned to Neville and says, Neville, get called to get to one of them speakers what you have. And he said, how much the speaker? And he says, it's £18 for it. I just pay him the last of the money. And he turned on and he give me back £40 and says to me, he says, make sure me get two of those speakers bring up. And we go to Alaska, a Hedgeray Road, and buy a speaker, then call it Tanai.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
And when we bring it come a Birmingham here, hell broke loose.
What? So all right, so you come with a piece, what do you say, you come with a piece?
Come a piece of 300.
300.
Yeah, man.
And also a transistor, or was
that built? No, in build, you see, Errol is a very funny builder. You have to have the package from him.
Right.
You don't bring another man preamp come play for him amplifier or another man amplifier playing preamp.
Okay.
So then build me the package. Amplifier.
So you know, so complete, everything match.
Everything match.
All right. Yeah? All right. Yes, yes.
And
yes.
When I come out with that, the whole mid-launch, yeah, because there was nobody in that category.
So really then, are you bring for Transistor in this game?
In a Birmingham. I am the first sound system man that bring a transistor rise preamp in this part of the world, in Birmingham. I'm the first sound system man play a power homemade transistor rise amplifier. Errol and Tony pretty good do all those things.
Okay, so all right then. You see where you did have now? Coxon was using more or less the same thing.
Yeah, we all come. Coxon, Neville, the whole of them. Right, come from Herald. We have the same equipment, no difference in it. Because Herald doesn't just build one piece of thing. When he's going another, he might may have four chassis, yeah, or six chassis,
yeah,
or six of everything.
Yeah.
And he build, and everybody get the spec of everything. And I want to tell you the great thing about the man. He never play a amplifier at him home. He build it and he scope it up and he give you and you go, they go do your work.
So he never test it?
Never play it.
That means to say more than 100% sure say it's going
to
work.
Listen, the man used to be the head electrician, technician of the British Airways.
Yeah?
He have all the access of anything, all the knowledge. He's a designer. Yeah? So the man have got everything there where he can solve what he want to do.
Okay. And you come back now and, well, first of all, let me ask you, you never build the box them down in London?
No, I build them in Birmingham.
So when you dash out those five, those original five there,
yeah,
where you start off with?
I start off with same single box, but I must say, there was a guy here named Rammy used to build boxes.
Right.
Right, and him learned me one or two little tricks.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And with my little knowledge, what I put with it. And also, Neville of London, again, was a very good creator of bass box.
All right.
And show me how the depth of your speaker and blah, 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 things. You know, I can't say too much of that.
No. That's a trade secret. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And funnily, right now, on the internet, I'm even somewhere down in London, I see three of Quaker City box and showing, like, it's like, what you call, it's like a museum. Them have Quaker City box. Down a couple of, we used to call it, one of them we call it the bin. And we used to have a one we call it coffin. And them down in London, the man have them down there on a show.
Your box then?
Yeah, man.
You get them?
I didn't get them. I don't know them come with it because, you know, so when the thing about the sound was I changed boxes very regular because it was me to do that.
Yeah.
And I give away a box.
Yeah. Okay.
Because right. The box is the belly of your sound system.
Boy, quick father, me glad say you said that, you know, because me change box very often.
It's the belly of the sound.
Me thought it was just me one.
No, it's the belly of the sound.
All right. Only thing me burn my box there. Me not make nobody
well, get them. I'm going to do that from now on.
Yeah. Well, all right. We're going to take a little... One and two record now, yeah, right now, little hardware break, and we're going to pick up after this and come again. See? Yes, man. But hold on, I'm putting an MC or CD on this side. All right. So, hear what, people? Father Quaker is here. I'd missed the shout-out box. I don't know what's going on the shout-out box. Might be a couple of question hawks, and I never get to see them. So, I'm going to put up the question them again if you know what. No. Just Roots, greetings. Good to see you over the weekends, daughter. You hear me? All right. Come back after this.
The history of the man, do you almost
Yes, Mr. Singh, greetings, man. Welcome, welcome. Just Roots, Eile Data, greetings. Good to see you over the weekend. Lumwell, greetings, Lion. Country, greetings and welcome. Antoine, greetings and welcome, you know. All the China Massive, them greetings and welcome. This shout out box said wrap it tonight, it got too fast, we can't read everything what is right. So listen, if they did ask a question or however I go and we miss it, please put it back up and just keep on and repeat it back up, because it's not all the while we can look on the box tonight, you know. Tonight is a different night. Yeah, man, the word I hear is Jah. Seeing whether it near or it far, every word we hear is Jah. Seeing? Yes, man. Singing praises unto the Lord of Lords. Here we are. Okay, people, we're in a house with the great Quaker City, the legendary Quaker City. Tonight is a history teaching, yes? Not a musical teaching, a history teaching, yes? We got to know where everything started and where it come from and all of them things there, see? Now, we covered the subject of building the sound, yes? And how it come about and as to when it did start. So, make we talk about some of the music then. What do you say about that?
Amazing, man.
No, as a sound man, every sound man wants to play things where nobody can get and nobody not have and where nobody not go get. Was mm-hmm. that the case for you?
Yes, because, you see, it's two things in a sound. Is good sound and music.
Yes.
It don't matter if the music no good. The sound will make the music sound good.
So you could have played a bad record.
So you can play a bad record, and so long as you know if you control your preamp,
yeah,
you make the sound, the music good.
All right.
It's just like you go in a studio. It's a engineer who make the hit, you know, and make record what it be.
Yes.
So you, the sound man, must make the record sound properly.
So who was your supplier?
Well, at first when I start out, me son a Patinja tip top, you know, 37 Orange Street. And then I start to get some very nice music. And then I go over to the old guy, Reed. Because Miss Patinja introduced me to Duke.
Okay.
And then there was a lady live on Alley Road. I don't want to call her name. They have a youth for Cox. No? And it happened that my ex used to do a year and things, you know. So when I went down to Jamaica, I went and looked for dad.
Okay.
And I linked from there. So I did have them three person there getting record from at the time.
And them just send up record for you?
This is a policy. Every week, £10 go to Jamaica. This week you send a tip top, £10. Next week you send a Cox and Studio and £10. Next week you send a Reed.
Okay.
Yeah, and then okay. I did have Randy in it after. So you go. So you send one this week, I did the other one this week. So you have four of them around your circle. So every week you'll get in record from somebody.
Somebody, a package will come.
Yeah. And now at the time, I did have two men what me and them would have trade record and swap with.
Okay.
Because if Neville get a double and me get, you have that no and we swap over.
Okay.
You see, because so sometimes...
These are the money I land on your talk.
Yeah, you see?
Okay, okay.
All right, so that's how it go, right? Now, in them days there, I hear a lot of people talk this thing, and it's a joke thing, to be honest.
All right. Tell me.
I don't think three men who I can tell you say when they get records from Jamaica and at them time there. Now in a Birmingham.
So really, then, basically, right? You're the only one?
No. Oh. I know Sir Bob and Sir Kia Wassel used to get, because Kia has some relatives that work at Randy.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And Bob and them used to have some relatives that working at Federal.
Okay.
Yeah? And them used to get tune every week. It's late up in the late, coming out of the 70, late 60, 70, man, they import and they get tune from Jamaica. Everybody used to go... Brian, the time Brian did have record shop up West Bromwich.
Oh, Brian Harris?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then another guy did have a record shop right in front of Holly Road. Not Holly Road, Tarney Road. Right?
Okay.
Right? There's beside, in front of Davis Bakery.
Okay.
Named Juna. He used to go down and bring up tune.
All right.
That's that.